Rebel Beat.
This is Last Week at UNLV. I'm Brittany Higginbottom-Martin. Last week, the 4th Annual MSI Minority Serving Institution Week wrapped with RevFest on March 28th, headlined by Jay Brown. It was a great event, and if you ask me, Thrive stole the show. UNLV welcomed the Nevada State Science Olympiad. Congratulations to the big winners, the Davidson Academy and Clark Middle School. In sports, men's basketball topped Boston College, but lost to Seton Hall, 68-91. Our women also lost in their first round to Creighton, 87-73. The losses put an end to both our teams' 2023-2024 seasons. For Rebel Beat, I'm Brittany Higginbottom-Martin.
Weekend weather.
With the weekend forecast, I'm Jack Murphy. Don't put those jackets away just yet. Today's weather is going to be a little chillier than usual, with a high of 54 degrees Fahrenheit, along with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. This weekend will be a little sunnier, with a high of 63 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday and a high of 65 on Sunday. Lee Canyon is expecting a few inches of snow on Friday, if you're interested in getting some late season ski runs in this weekend. For Rebel Beat, I'm Jack Murphy.
Must see UNLV.
This is Must See UNLV. I'm Ashton O'Connor. Looking for an internship? Look no further. The UNLV School of Journalism and Media Studies is hosting their annual internship and career fair next Wednesday, April 10th from 10 to 1 in the Greenspun Lobby. Employers from all different fields of journalism will be in attendance. Dave Norris, internship coordinator for the JMS School at UNLV, put together the events for students.
And they have an opportunity to network and kind of present their elevator pitch to a potential employer, right?
For Rebel Beat, I'm Ashton O'Connor.
Where the money goes.
For Rebel Beat, I'm Jabri Foster. It's KUNV's Spring Membership Drive, and we encourage you to make a donation. I spoke with Dr. Ashton Ridley, General Manager of KUNV, to find out where the money goes.
We accept donations which allow for the operations of the radio station, for music royalties, replacing equipment, automation fees, and other daily operations which takes place at KUNV.
You can make a donation at kunv.org. For Rebel Beat, I'm Jabri Foster.
With this week's KUNV student profile, I'm Ethan Brown, introducing
Jess Barron.
So Jess, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have an associate's degree. I have a love for radio. I am an artist type, and I really love live music.
What class is your favorite that you've taken so far?
Really, anything that has to do with my concentration, which is audio production. I'm hoping that I can get into the world of audio, whether that's radio or anything that has to do with production.
For Rebel Beat, I'm Ethan Brown.
What KUNV means to me.
Jonathan Caron, what does KUNV mean to you?
It means local support and support of the community and raising awareness about music and events in town. That's really important. I'm happy that we have a local station that does something like that here in Las Vegas. Hi, this is jazz vocalist Jonathan Courant, and I'm happy to be a part of KUNV's Spring Membership Drive. Thank you for all of your support.
That was this week's Rebel Beat. I'm Jessica Barron. For all of us at KUNV, thanks for listening.
Rebel Beat is a presentation of Journalism 403 for 91.5 KUNV.